Dr. Mejia, Tim, for the patient, patient Karen Trauger, T-R-A-U-G-E-R, medical records 149441, date of birth 4-7-1960, referred from physician Dr. Vu, procedure performed colonoscopy, secondary procedures, narrow cardioplepectomy biopsies, date of the procedure, April 13, 2022, indication screening for colon cancer, history of colon polyp, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, internal hemorrhage, 2, diverticulosis, coli, number 3 colon polyps, 4 colon polyps removed, pure paragraph, tephom insertion, CECOM, complication known immediately, medication as per emergency care, withdrawal time was 9 minutes, preparation was good, pure paragraph, open procedures, per colonoscopy template, pure paragraph findings, and rectum, internal hemorrhage, grade 1, pure, and the rectal sigmoid colon, there's a diminutive polyp, erythematous, about 3 millimeters, removed by co-biopsy, polypectomy, pure paragraph. In the sigmoid colon, there is a diminutive polyp, about 2 to 3 millimeters tail, removed by co-biopsy, polypectomy, pure paragraph. Descending colon appear normal, pure paragraph, and splenic flexure. So splenic flexure appear normal, appear in the transverse colon. There's a cis polyp, about 5 millimeters, removed by snake cardiac polypectomy, pure paragraph, cardiac reticulosis present, period. Hepatic flexure appear normal, appear in the ascending colon. There's a diminutive polyp, about 3 millimeters erythematous, removed by co-biopsy, polypectomy, pure paragraph. CECOM appeared normal, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, high fiber diet. 3, fiber supplementation. Next number, monitor clinically. Next number, repeat colonoscopy in 3 years.